How to talk with kids about weight loss, one of the most challenging topics for most parents. Today we're going to talk about that and to dive in about the 7 steps how to do the weight loss talk with your child. I'm your host, my name is Bar Isaac. I'm a holistic psychotherapist that specializes in childhood obesity. My goal is to help your kids lose weight by building a healthy relationship with food. Welcome to another episode in Kids Weight Loss Secrets. Here's the thing, guys. Usually, we don't want to talk right away with the kids about this issue. We don't want to talk with them and to tell them, you know, John, there is a problem. We need to lose weight. It's not healthy for us. This is one of the last steps that we're going to talk about. And before we'll go to this step, the 7th step, we need to do a really good foundation if we don't want to make the child feel uncomfortable, shame and guilt. Okay, so let's dive in about the 7 steps. The first step, and many of you struggling with that, I know, is to stop being the food police. I think it's really one of the hardest parts. Of stopping being the food police. Because in the end, what every parent want that their child will live happier and healthier life. And this is what we think will help our child make better decisions, or maybe will avoid them to do some mistakes. But here's the thing, usually when you're the food police, it's going to make more harm than good. Why it's going to make more harm than good? Because the result of that your child will feel that you're the enemy. And if your child feeling that you are the enemy and you're the person that's stopping him or her from getting what they need, they're going to do whatever they need to get it. That means they will sneak food and they will hide food and they will do things behind your back. Okay, so if you're acting like the food police and you want to do this kind of talk with your child about, you know, we need to do something about that, you can't let yourself making your child feel under attack. Because if you try to talk with your child about this issue when they're already in defensive mode, what do you think is going to happen? They're going to shut down. And this is what happened so many times. And if it's already happened to you and you try to talk with your kids about weight loss and they shut down or they didn't want to talk about that. And if it's happened to you, this is why. Your child already felt uncomfortable about that because many reasons. So how can we stop being the food police? This is one of the most crucial steps if you want to do this kind of talk with your child. First of all, you need to be more aware to what you say to your child. Yeah, I know that you're thinking to yourself, but if I will not tell them not to eat this thing, that means they will, you know, overindulge, or it's going to make them feel that they can get whatever they want. Guys, in the end, they will sneak food behind your back, even if you'll tell them do something, like if you'll tell them not to eat this thing, right? So we need to understand that what we're doing right now is not working and we need to change our approach. So first of all, guys, I need that you'll be more aware to what you say to your child. If what you're saying going to be just a quick fix and it's going to make your child feel uncomfortable and stopping them just at this moment, and it's not going to help for the long term, it's not going to be beneficial to none of you. Okay, so build more awareness to what you say. Second thing that making you be the food police, and again, this is one of the most crucial steps that making your child feel uncomfortable about weight loss talks, is how you say that. Many times, it's not just what you say to your child about weight loss, is how you said, how you say that. And at the moment that you're saying that in a way that making your child feel uncomfortable about that is, again, just going to make them feel simply uncomfortable about it. So how you say and what you say in general, not just about weight loss, about all their habits and the thing that they're doing wrong, it's going to affect later on about your relationship with your child and how much they will be able to open up with you and to talk with you about this topic. Another thing that you want to build more awareness is what you do. So if you're doing things that making your child feel uncomfortable, for example, if you're hiding food, or if you're taking the plate from them, or if you're fighting with them about food, you need to build a lot of awareness of that, and you want to avoid it, because again, it's going to make you be the food police, and your child will not be able to talk with you about those topics. So now many people think it's just about what you say and how you say that and what you do. No, it's not just about that. It's also how you look. Yeah, how you look on them. If you're looking on a child in a way that making them feel uncomfortable, it's like you say something like what you're doing. If you're looking them in a suspicious way that making them feel uncomfortable, like I got you, you want to avoid it, because again, it's going to make your child feel uncomfortable about it. And another two things is, how do you make your child feel? If you're making your child feel in general uncomfortable about their decisions and about, you know, about what they decided to do about food, for example, to get another plate, or if they're doing something on the kitchen, if you're telling them, no, you can't do that. And if your child already in defensive mode with you around food, this is one of the main things that you want to build awareness on. Because if you not work on stop being the food police, there is no way that you'll be able to talk with your child in a way that it will not make them feel shame, guilt, uncomfortable, because they already will be in defensive mode. So what I've just shared with you are the things that you need to be more aware of, what you want to stop do in order to make your child feel that you're the food police. Okay, so the first step, stop being the food police. What you're doing until now, just making your child feel even worse about themselves, and it's going to make them be in defensive mode. Okay, so first step, stop being the food police. The second step that we want to do is to help your child open up to you, make them feel more comfortable, and it's going hand by hand with the first step. So what we want to do is to stop being the food police and right away to start building a better relationship with your child, make them feel comfortable around you, make them feel that they can share with you things and they can talk with you about everything. And maybe you think to yourself, yeah, I already have a good relationship with my child. Yeah, that's great, but do you have a good relationship with your child when it's come to food? They're feeling comfortable to share with you about the thing that they're doing or not? So you want to improve your relationship with your child in as, you know, with many areas as possible. And it's kind of a snowball effect, that the moment that your child will feel more comfortable with you about food, it's going to affect also other areas in your life. So second step, after stop being the food police, again, it's going hand by hand with the first step, is to make your child feel more comfortable around you. And how can you do that? There is two main things that will make your child feel more comfortable. At the moment that your child will know that there is no consequences to their bad habits and bad decisions, and there is no punishment, they will feel more comfortable to do those things around you. Now, you're maybe thinking to yourself, that means that they will be able to do all of those things? That means that I'm not going to tell them, don't do that? Guys, remember, what you're doing and the way that you're doing that is just going to harm your relationship with your child. So yeah, even if it means that you need to take a few steps back, because you're acting like the food police and you're going to make your child feel there is consequences and there is punishment about their decisions, do that. Don't be afraid that they will keep do bad decisions. And even if they will take advantage of that, that's fine at the beginning, because what is the most important thing about doing a weight loss talk with your child is to make them feel comfortable about that. And now I want to talk with you about the third step. The third step is to make your child understand that it's not about them. It's about us. It's a family change. And how can we do that? How can we make our kids feel it's a family change? We need to choose the right things and to do it in the right way, and not to focus, not to put just one child under the spotlight. At the moment that you're putting just one child under the spotlight, they will know it's all about them, okay? So what we need to do? We need to pick something, okay, that we can do as a family, something that we can change together. And again, it needs to be the most simple thing that you can pick. I don't, you know, want that you will pick something that is huge, like, you know, changing all of your eating habits in one day. No, I want that you will pick something that it's so easy for you to implement right now. Start small. And again, it's a family change. So don't pick something that you're just expecting from your child to do, or you will do those things when they're not around. At the moment that you're picking something, that means that you need to lead by example and to do that with the entire family. So again, make sure that you're picking something that you can do together as a family. And start with something that is small. And when you're picking something, many people, you know, because we want to show to the child that we're doing a family change, right? It's not about them. So you're going to pick something. You're not talking with them yet about weight loss. You're showing your child that you're starting a family change. At the moment that you're making your child see, okay, it's not about me. The family have been decided that they're going to make some changes, healthier changes, and it's not about me. It's going to be much easier for them to get on board later on. So again, we're not talking with them about that yet, okay? So the third step, choose a very small change that you can stick with and do that, okay? Do that for a week or two. After you're consistent with these small changes that you have been made after 2 weeks and you were consistent with that, you can add another small changes. Now, you're going to keep doing that for 6 weeks. Okay, why 6 weeks? Because after 6 weeks, your child's brain will understand it's not about them. It's about the family, okay? So we're starting making, you know, healthier things as a family for 6 weeks. Now, it's so, so important that you will not go to the next step, the fourth step or the fifth step, if you weren't consistent with 6 weeks about the new changes you start implementing as a family. Because if you just wasn't consistent for at least 6 weeks with the changes that you made without talking with your child about that, your child going to feel it's about them, period. Your child will know, okay, it's all about me. The family is not serious about that. They're doing that just because I need to lose weight. And this is not what we want to achieve. Our goal is to show our kid that it's a family change, and all of us are going to benefit from that. So pick a few changes, do that for 6 weeks, and then you can move on to the next step that I'm going to share with you right now. Let's talk about the fourth step. The fourth step is to educate your child about healthier choices and healthier things as a family. And again, guys, the most important thing here is not just to educate the child that's struggling with their weight problems. Our goal is to educate our whole family. And how can we do that? First of all, we need to start by educating ourselves. So how you can do that? You can find videos about something, you can watch things, but if we try to preach your child why some of the things are not healthy, or why it's so important to implement one of those changes, it's not going to work, right? So what you want to do is to find a third party thing that's going to help you educate your child. So do something that make them be emotionally involved in the process. Now, I want to share with you a quick story about Gandhi. So a while ago, a woman came to Gandhi and she asked him, "Gandhi, can you please tell my son to stop eating sugar?" And Gandhi told her, "No problem, dear. Go back to your home and come again in 6 weeks, and I will make your child stop eating sugar." So the woman back home, she did all the way back. She drove for a few hours back, and after 6 weeks, she did all the way back to Gandhi. And then Gandhi saw her and her child, and he looked at the child's eyes and he told him, "My boy, stop eating sugar." And because the child so looked up to Gandhi and he so respect him, he stopped eating sugar right away. And then the mother was so confused and she asked Gandhi, "Why you let me drive all the way back to my home and do this all the way back to here? And why you didn't say these things 6 weeks ago the first time that you saw my child?" And what Gandhi told her, he told her, "Because 6 weeks ago, I also ate sugar." So what can we learn from this story? That if we want that our child will do something and they will look up to us and they will follow the new path that we're creating, start implementing those changes on your own and on the rest of the family. At the moment that your child will see, it's not just about them, it's about us. It's a family change. It's something that I'm expecting for myself before I will expect from you. It will be much easier for them to follow. I want to give you an example. For example, if you want to implement a habit that your child would drink, you know, water before they're getting a second, or if you want that your child will be more active and they will do 10,000 steps, you need to ask yourself, I am doing those things that I'm asking for my child? I'm drinking water before I'm eating the next meal, or I create myself a habit of doing at least 10,000 steps per day? At the moment that you will stick with those kind of things, guys, it will be easier for you to get them on board with those changes. Okay, so the first step is to educate your family. How can you do that? By leading by example and then be emotionally involved with this education process. Don't preach them about it. Find third-party things that can help you educate them. Movies, videos, some nice experiment together. I'm going to upload a few ideas that can help you on my Instagram account. So those of you who are following me there, you will see that in the upcoming few days, hopefully. So those of you who are not following me, just write down my name, Isaac Barr, on Instagram. And in a few days, I'm going to upload some reels about that and how can you educate your child in more emotional involved way. So we're going to talk about it there as well. So another thing that we want to do, and this is the fifth step on how to talk with your child about weight loss, and this is when it comes to more advanced step. And again, guys, if you didn't make the first four step, you can't go to the fifth step. You can't let yourself do that. The fifth step is to talk with your child about how they feel about their weight. Again, it's not something that you want to do right away. If you try to do that when your child not feeling comfortable about you and your child still feel that you're the food police, probably they're going to shut down. Like, there is no way it's going to work. So what we want to do is simply to talk with your child about how they feel, if it's bothering them, if it's making them feel uncomfortable, and take the time with the steps that I've just shared with you. Okay, the fifth step, it can take you, you know, almost two months until you will reach this step. So don't hurry up with these steps. So again, you don't want to overwhelm your child when you're talking with them about that, and when you want to see how they feel about themselves and how they feel about the weight. So be easy with them, and even if it means that you need to break this down into a few days talk, that's fine. And if you're feeling that your child is shutting down too much, don't over push that. It's not going to benefit. Give them a huge bear hug and show them that you are there with them, and just show them that you understand what they're going through. Okay, so the fifth step is to start understanding how your child feel about where are they right now. If they're feeling that this excess weight limiting them or not, how they feel about that, and if they want to lose weight or not. So the fifth step is to talk with your kids about how they feel. Now, keep in mind, kids that under 6 years old usually don't notice a difference too much. So if your child is under 6 years old, you can skip this step, and you simply don't must talk with them about how they feel, because many times they are not feeling any different. Now, the sixth step, it's one of the most, you know, beautiful steps in my opinion, and it can take your child relationship to the next level. And in these steps, what we need to do, you want to show them that they're not alone. Your goal in this step is to show them that you're also a human being. Many times our kids seeing us as a superheroes and as someone that can able to do everything. Okay, what you want to do in this step is to show them that you're also doing mistake, that you're also a human being, that you're also struggling. So what you're going to do in the sixth step is to show your child that you're also struggling with similar things like them, and they're not alone. So if you're struggling with weight problems, share this thing with them. Share with them how it's affected your childhood. Share with them how it's make you feel in the past. Feel comfortable, share with them why you become obsessed about it lately and why you try so hard to help them make those changes. Don't be afraid to share with your child about your own story. It's just going to help them understand where does it coming from. Because right now your child feel like you're stressed about that because you think that something wrong with them. But at a moment that you'll be able to be honest and open to them and to show them, it's not about you, it's about me. I struggled with all of those things in the past, and this is why I want for you a better future. So the goal of the sixth step is to show your child that you're also struggling. And if you're not struggled with weight in the past, find other things in your life that you struggled and share those things with your child. Show them that you also had your own struggles in the past. Now, the goal of the sixth step about being vulnerable and making your child feel more comfortable around you, this is so an important step, and you need to understand that this step is not in order to, you know, preach your child. The goal of that is not to make your child feel okay, like they strike, like you're not going to share something like that. You know, I struggle in the past in my weight and those kind of things, but I overcome that and see me now, I can do that. Your goal is not to show them how awesome are you and how you were able to go through those obstacles and how you were able to fight your struggles and how future is bright and beautiful. This is not the goal of the sixth step. The goal of the sixth step is to show your child that, yeah, sometimes life sucks and you understand them and it's hard. At the moment that your child will feel that you know what they're going through and you're not, you know, a superhero that can do everything, it will be much easier for them to understand where you're coming from and why you try to do all of those changes. Now I'm going to talk about the seventh step, okay? So after you share with your child about your own struggle and the thing that you struggled in the past, we're going to the seventh step. The seventh step is to set long-term goals for your child and for the entire family, okay? So first of all, if your child already know that they need to lose weight and that something is a little bit off, you can talk with them what their goals are and what where they want to be and what they want to achieve. Just communicate with them. And those kind of talk, the best talks is the talks that you're not talking much. Your child needs to talk as much as possible. You need just to ask the right question and to listen to them and to hear what they want, not what you want. Your goal is to figure out what your child wants. Because I can promise you what that your child wants is not what you want. Okay, so first of all, talk with your child. Ask them what they want, where they want to be, what they want to achieve. After you understand a little bit better where they want to be, you can educate them and to talk with them a little bit about where are we right now. Okay, now you don't need to freak them out, but you need to be honest with them. You know, it will be much easier for them to know that there is a problem and we need to do something about that rather than just ignoring that and hope that our child understand by themselves that we need to make some changes. No, they need to know where does it coming from, there is a problem, and we need to talk about it and to see what we can do together to improve as a family. So how can you do that? First of all, you can, you know, talk about, you know, BMI. It's much more comfortable rather than talking, in my opinion, about just weight. So we can show your child the BMI chart and where are they. If you're freaking out about that and you're very uncomfortable about that, that's fine. You need to do something that you are comfortable about that. But in the end, what will be your long-term goals that you want to achieve with your child? And you need to tell them that, that our goal is to live healthier life. And right now, usually the kids will be above the 99% or 98%. And our goal as a family is to be under the 95%. Okay. Those of you who don't know, the 95% is the beginning of the obesity range. It will be a great goal for everyone. It's not a goal to make your child be like skinny, like a rail. In my opinion, is the ultimate goal. Many times the kids are young enough and they can grow during this time. So even if they will reach the 95% or even very close to that, with maintaining, they will be able to go towards the healthy weight later on. So setting long-term goal with your child, for example, a BMI goal, a percentile goal to the 95% can be a great goal. One of the most important things when it's come to set long-term goals, guys, you're not going to set short-term goals. It's not about weekly weight loss goals. No one can sustain and be consistent with weight loss goals. Sometimes we're losing weight, sometimes we're not. Sometimes the child going to gain some weight in some weeks. You can't freak out about that and you can't make your child feel uncomfortable about that. Okay, so always when you're setting goals, long-term goals. The best goals that you're going to set to yourself are not related to the weight, are not related to the BMI, none of those things. The best goals that you can set to your child and yourself is goals that focusing on the habits that you're changing, focusing on the lifestyle that you're changing. This is the best goals that you can set to yourself. And why? Because those kind of things will make your child lose weight. Weight is just results of enough good habits that let your child get there. Enough habits and enough lifestyle changes will help your child build a healthy relationship with food. And at a moment that your child will be there, they will start losing weight. It's awesome, right? So this is what we want to focus on. We want to focus on the changes. We want to emphasize the habits and the lifestyle that we change together as a family. We don't need to focus just on the weight. The weight is just an outcome, a side effect of the right changes that we have been made together as a family. Okay? So I want to do a quick review about the 7 steps, and then there is 2 important things that I want to share with you. Okay, so the first step when it's come to do the weight loss talk with your child, those of you who joined lately, I'm going to review everything so you can get some notes. The first thing that you're going to focus on is to take a few steps back when it comes to being the food police. If you're the food police and you're making your child feel uncomfortable about their decisions, your child will never be able to open up to you in a way that you'll be able to talk with them about weight loss. So take a few steps back, be aware to what you say to your child that makes them feel uncomfortable, how you say that, what you do that makes your child feel uncomfortable, even how you look on them. Of course, you want to be a little bit more aware to how you make them feel and how you feel when you're telling them those kind of things. At a moment that you will be able to take a few steps back from being the food police, it will create for you a much better foundation to talk with your child, you know, in the next steps about weight loss. So first step, we're not talking about weight loss yet, just stop being the food police. The second step is to help your child open up to you and to feel more comfortable about food around you. How can we do that? By simply let your child understand there is no consequences to their mistakes and there is no punishment. This is the second step. There is no consequences and there is no punishment. Yeah, you prefer that your child will eat things in front of you instead of sneaking those things behind your back. So if your child doing those things behind your back, that means that you're the food police, correct? So our goal is to make your child feel safe around you when they're doing also the wrong things. This is the second step. The third step is to make your child understand that this is a family change. It's not, you know, just about them. So you're going to pick a change, a habit that you're going to implement. One small thing that you're going to implement for at least 2 weeks. After you stick with it, you can pick another one, and after another two weeks, you're going to pick another change that you have been decided you're going to do as a family. Again, pick something small and something that you'll be able to stick with for the long term. And don't hurry up about going to the next steps, because you must be consistent with those changes for at least 6 weeks. And why we're doing that for 6 weeks? Because we don't want to make the child feel it's all about them, correct? So 6 weeks of changes that you made as a family, it's a crucial step to not make your child feel that it's all about them. Okay, so after 6 weeks, you were consistent with the changes that you have been made. You're going to start with the first step. The first step is to educate your family about healthy life and about food and about habits and healthy habits and bad habits. the best way to educate your child about that is simply to lead by example. So make sure that at the moment that you want to educate your child about something, make sure that you're sticking with those changes and the thing that you want to talk with them about that for enough time. At the moment that you will be able to be, at the moment you will be able to be the person that you want them to be, it will be easier for you, for them to follow you. Okay, so when you want to educate them, find something like videos or other things that are going to help them be a little bit more emotional, involved in the process, instead of just preaching them how unhealthy junk food is or how much unhealthy it's overeating. Okay, so using some videos and emotional involved things, and those of you who haven't heard, I'm going to upload a few videos into my Instagram account in the upcoming days about that, so you're more than welcome to following me on Instagram. So first step is to educate your family and leading by example. The fifth step is to talk with your child about how they feel. Again, you are going to do that after you just implement the four first steps. Talk with them how they feel about the weight and in general what they want to achieve and where are they right now. And this is the fifth step. Talk with them about how they feel, okay? If your child is under 6 years old, usually they will not feel different and they will not feel that they will need to lose weight, so you can skip this step. If they're above 6 years old, they will be able to open up to you. Now, if your child's shutting down and they're not willing to talk with you about how they feel, what does it mean? That still they're not feeling comfortable around you. So what you need to do is to go back to the first four steps that I share with you and do them over and over again until your child will feel more comfortable about that. And they will be able to open up to you and to talk with you about those kind of topics. If you know it's bothering them and they're shutting down, they will shut down just if it's bothering them, you need to create a better foundation. So work on the first four steps. The sixth step also can help you of making your child feel more comfortable about you, and is simply to be more vulnerable and open up in front of your child and to show them that you're also a human being and you're not a superhero. So share with them that you're also struggling, you have your own issues, that it's also hard for you if you struggle with weight or if you have some food issues. Share those things with them. The goal of this talk is not to show them how they can overcome them. It's not a motivation talk. It's exactly the opposite. It's to relate with how they feel. So yeah, show them that you understand what they're going through. And sometimes life can be suck. And this is exactly what you want to show them, that you can be with them also in those dark places and you can hug them through those times. And this is the sixth step. The seventh step is to set long-term goals. You don't need to set weight loss goals. If you want, you can set, you know, percentual goals. As I said, 95% it can be a great goal for weight loss. It's the beginning of the obesity range. Talk with your child and ask them. This is the main thing about that. Ask them what they want to achieve, because what they want to achieve is not about what you want that they will achieve. So again, long-term goals, it's the most important things here. And when I'm talking about long-term goals, I'm talking about a year from now. So weight loss goals you can set as BMI and long-term goals. And the last thing, your goal, the main goal that you want to set yourself are goals that focusing on the habits that you're making and the lifestyle change that you're making. Okay, guys, it's not about the weight. The weight will be just a side effect of making the right changes and the right lifestyle changes. Those things will help your child build a healthy relationship with food and lead to weight loss. So weight loss is just the outcome. So again, I want to sum up, guys. If your child shutting down, shut acting down and they're not feeling comfortable about that, it only means that they're not there yet. They're not feeling comfortable about that with you. They're not feeling comfortable talking about weight loss. It's a sign that you're still the food police. So the first thing that I wanted to work on is stop being the food police, guys. It's the hardest thing, I think, as a parent, stop being the food police, because the only thing that you want is to help them, right? But it's not the right way. It's just going to make them feel even worse about themselves. So work on the first four steps that I've just shared with you. Before you start talking with them about weight loss, it's crucial. Now, guys, something that you need to understand, that even if your child's saying, I'm okay with my body, I don't want to do those changes, I don't want to lose weight, and all of those kind of things that you're saying to yourself, oh my God, how can I help my child lose weight while they're not willing to get on board? So here's the thing. If your child is under 14 years old, you can make a lot of changes and you can help your child lose weight even if they're not on board. And we're going to talk about it in a few seconds. If your child is above 14 years old and they don't want to do that, usually it will be much harder for you to make changes and to get them on board. So in this case, what will be the most important thing that you need to work on is to stop being the enemy and start make them feel that you're on their side. So work on your relationship with them, leading by example, and show them that they're not alone. And hopefully when they will be ready, they will be able to get on board. But you need to lay the foundation and to show them a path. What will be the path? The path that you are building in your own life. This is on 14 years old, okay, and above. The same about younger kids. Your goal is to lead by example and all those kind of things, but it's much easier for your child to follow what you're doing, okay? They will get on board much faster. So again, when your child is under 14 years old, 13 years old, it will be much easier and much faster for them to get on board with you in this process. So again, don't worry, guys. Don't worry if your child is not on board right away. Go back to the first four steps that I shared with you. Make them feel more comfortable around you. Make them feel more comfortable about food. Don't make them feel there is consequences or punishments when they're making the wrong decisions. At the moment they will feel more comfortable, it will be easier for them to follow you. And what does it mean to follow you? Is not what you're telling them to do, is to follow you by showing them what you do. Okay, so never ask for your child to do something that you can't do by yourself. And this is, we're going back when we talked about making changes that we can stick together as a family for enough time. Okay, so guys, that was the seven steps how to talk with kids about weight loss. I hope that you saw that as beneficial and I hope it helped you. So have a good one, everyone. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.